In any industry, there's a barrier of entry based on like your expertise, based on who you know, but it's no longer that case because of artificial intelligence.
Sam Altman, owner of OpenAI, he said in the future, you'll be able to build a billion-dollar company with just one person in AI.
A lot of people are going to, you know, be affected by artificial intelligence. It's not if, it's when. The thing is are you going to be on the winning side or the losing side? I could right now start a new brand and it would be $1 million brand and give me a couple months. If you're new coming into this, there's a few things that you got to consider.
It has to work where it has to work.
Welcome to Circle of Greatness. I'm your host, Nehemiah Davis. In this episode, we about to show you how to get to the bag with AI and e-commerce. And listen, man, I ain't gonna lie, man, I gotta get a crown over to these young men, man. They out here going crazy. Without further ado, my guy, King Jess, what's up, bro?
Appreciate you, bro. Yeah, you, man. The goat, man. Hey, I'm just trying to follow in the footsteps.
Hey, nah, bro. I've been seeing you go crazy online for a while, man. And like, how these youngins coming out? How old are you?
25.
I'm like, they coming out going crazy with the, I'm talking about, you've been talking about this AI commerce and just all the ways that you really could go get a bag right now. TikTok, there's just so many different ways to really get into it. Like, so how did you stumble upon just this, the online game?
I mean, I was working at Taco Bell. I was making, you know, $8 an hour.
Wow.
I had my son on the way and I was broke. Yeah. And I was like, I got to figure something out. I thought college was the way, so I went to school for a year, but it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't quick enough. I had responsibilities, and so TikTok just became popular around that time, and so I seen people posting, you know, a lot of, at that time, it was just a lot of celebrities and drama, and so I was like, okay, let me just try posting some little videos here and there, and I seen how organic it was, and then I was like, okay, let me, you know, let me see what this is all about. At the time, I had started investing in stocks and just did little side hustles to try and make money. And then I came across e-commerce. And so I was like, okay, start making a little bit of money, selling products. The first product I sold was, like, back then, everyone was using RGB lights. And they were putting them up on the ceiling, putting the clouds on it in the college dorms. I was in college. And so I was like, okay, everyone in school is doing this. So let me start selling them. So I started selling them in person at first. But then I was like, why don't I just start posting it on TikTok? So I posted these RGB lights on TikTok, you know, first couple months, not much traction. I made a couple sales, but even just one or two sales just showed me that I could make money without having the product, without having to distribute in person.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple videos go viral the next month, and I ended up making like 50K in that 1 month. Wow. And then from there, it was just like a domino effect and just went crazy with it. We moved from TikTok to Instagram to YouTube and just expanded. And then artificial intelligence came in, started giving us opportunities to incorporate these new systems that optimized everything.
Yeah.
And we just went from there and we started going crazy.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at now.
Bro, I be kind of on your social just going down. Like every day there's a new AI tool or app to replace an employee, edit a video, drop ship a product. It's just crazy. Share with me some of your favorite like apps. I don't know if you got any favorite AIs that you really rock with.
So a lot of people, you know, the main excuses, or I call them objections, why people feel like they can't get into e-commerce is because some people say they don't have enough time. So, you know, in the beginning, I used to post 4 or 5 videos a day, just posting videos in order to get that traction, because it takes a lot of output in order to get that input.
Yeah.
But now when you use artificial intelligence, there's sites like repurpose.io. And what that allows you to do is you connect your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, you connect all of your social media sites to this one app, and then you upload the video. It can be like a podcast like this, you know, upload
repurpose
2 hours.
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
Take some notes.
And then it chops it up into, you know, sections. And then it edits the video for each individual social media platform so that it's customized. Yes, it's not, you're not going to post a TikTok video on Instagram because that's not going to hit the algorithm the same.
Okay.
And you can set a schedule. So I would say Monday through Friday, post at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5 p.m. And every single day on those specific times, you're going to post your videos. And so instead of having to post 3-4 times a day because you got a 9-to-5, you got kids, set it up on this AI site and it's going to post automatically. And before you know it, you're going viral, you're getting sales. There's no longer that excuse, I don't have time.
Wow.
And then there's people who like say, I don't have the expertise. I don't know how to edit videos. I don't know how to do none of that. Then you got sites like Auxolo.com.
Which Auxolo?
Auxolo.
How you, is that
O-X-O-L-O.com.
Okay, got it, okay.
And this site's crazy because it lets you literally Like, if I find a trending product, and I'll get into finding trending products in a second, but if you find a trending product, all you need to do is put the link from the CJ Dropshipping or whatever site you're using to for the manufacturer. All you need to do is put the link. You don't need to do anything else but put the link into Auxello, and then it creates you a video using AI with an explanation. It has an AI figure that will explain the entire thing. It has the cuts, the edits, all based on the link. It basically takes the link, goes into the site, looks at the product, takes all the descriptions, and create a video from that. So no longer do you need to like have an editor. You don't need to know how to edit. It does it all for you in like a couple of seconds. Wow. So that changed the game. Once we started figuring out all these different sites could do this stuff that used to take hours and used to take a lot of money. Like, having a team takes money. And a lot of people, when they're starting out, you can't afford that. So these little things changed the game for us. So when we started to teach people, they were like, damn, like, I can really make money from this.
Yeah.
Then you got, you know, to find the trending product, we would use a site like ViralNinja.io, which basically finds you viral and trending products every day. So every single day, new stuff gets trending. People used to use, like, I used to use Google Trends or TikTok Trend Discovery. But now there's sites like Viral Ninja, which basically just categorizes each different niche that you're trying to market in and gives you a viral product every day of one that's you can sell right now. So all you got to do is click the link, add it into your store, and you're making money. Then add all three of those together, and you've got an e-commerce automation that, you know, you feel me, that's making
so
money off the get-go.
Stack the AI.
Exactly.
Ooh, AI stacking.
Ooh. Yeah, bro, that's AI commerce.
Wow, yeah. That's AI commerce.
But it goes deeper than that. I'm just giving you the surface.
Oh, well, keep going. Dang. So first off is, bro, what you already told me, which is, I was in Switzerland. It's called Davos. It's pretty much a summit for billionaires. They normally got 200 plus billionaires in attendance. It's crazy in Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
And bro, the whole focus, the entire focus this year was AI.
Sheesh. Yeah.
And Sam Altman, owner of OpenAI,
yep,
he was there speaking. And
that's crazy.
He said, in the future, you'll be able to build $1 billion company with just one person in AI.
That's crazy. It's powerful.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's like, bro, like when I think about back, you got to have this VA, you got to have this stuff. You literally could do all this stuff with AI. I was thinking about one of my old video editors who used to work for me, a young kid. And we were doing these videos. They would call them the Hormozy style videos. You know, when all this stuff pop up.
Yeah.
But they said then, this is a couple years ago, he would manually type. He had to listen to every word that come out my mouth. He was manually typing.
Yeah, that's
like
crazy.
He wasn't using Munch. I don't know if Munch was there. He wasn't using Opus. And these might have been there. I'm not sure. But he said, bro, manually type them. It took me about 90 minutes to do each.
Dang.
You now are taking a video, you're dumping it in a Munch or Opus, and it's giving you 10, 20 videos in a matter of a couple minutes, bro.
Insane. Yeah.
So now guess what? I don't need an editor for that style video anymore.
Yeah.
And imagine if you were paying $50
exactly
a clip. Yeah. Now you just eliminated that?
Yeah. There's like the duality in that.
Yeah.
You know, the yin and yang is the good side and the bad side. A lot of people are going to, you know, be affected by artificial intelligence. It's not if, it's when.
Wow.
The thing is are you going to be on the winning side or the losing side? Just because your department or your expertise is replaced by AI doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to make money. You just got to know how to use that tool. Because at the end of the day, it's all going to be tools that are going to be used. Once we get to the point where you no longer need a human to utilize the artificial intelligence tool, we're all done. We're screwed, because that means that the robots are smarter than us and they don't need us anymore. And at that point, we don't have a hope anyway.
Yeah.
But until that point, and hopefully they control it enough to where we, you know, that doesn't happen. But until that point, every single artificial intelligence tool can be used by someone and utilized to build $1 billion businesses. If you can be one of the first people, because it's a new age. This has been around for what, like a year? Now people are starting to talk about it. Well, publicly, it's been available for the rest of these companies for a long time. But for us, it's been available for a short time. So if you can utilize these tools, you can create $1 million businesses for the editors, videographers, for the influencers, for the e-commerce people. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you can utilize these tools that are available to everyone now, you can make millions of dollars no matter what you do. Just depends on which side you're going to be on. A lot of people will lose jobs. A lot of people will go broke. And there's going to be a lot more homeless, a lot more people struggling. There's going to be a lot more people on the other side making lots more money because they know how to use what's available, what's becoming available to people.
It's just, bro. It's crazy what I'm seeing right now, bro.
It is, man. And it's like a lot of people are scared. They'll hit me up and they'll be like, bro, like, I'm scared I'm not going to have a job in a couple years or a couple months, even with the technology that's out there now. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You won't have a job in a couple months.
Wow.
You're not, unless you learn how to use this stuff. Yeah. You got to learn how to, it's not a choice anymore. Yeah. It used to be. But like you said, like that editor would be completely useless now, because now there's tools that you'll be able to use for free that can do what he does. Unless he comes to you and says, I can do this in 5 minutes, you no longer have to worry about it. Now it makes sense. But if he's still taking 90 minutes a day to edit videos, you can just say, I don't really, bro, we're good now. We got something quicker, and it's this AI.
Yeah.
But if he comes to you and says, I'm the one that's utilizing these new AI technologies and I can do this for you in half the time that anyone else can do it, how much more valuable does he become to you? Because now, instead of having to wait an hour, you create the video and it's out there in 5 minutes.
Crazy.
And that's what's going to become of each industry, whether it, you know, e-commerce. When people come to me and they're like, yo, I want to find this product and I want to start selling it this week. It used to be like, okay, we can create this. It might take 2 to 3 months. We got to find this and that. Now it's like, boom, we can have it ready. Yeah. A day or two, like, it's done.
Yeah.
You can't compete with me anymore, because you find a product and it takes you a week to do your research, to do the videos, to create this, create that. I've done it in 24 hours. So my product's already out there making money. By the time you get in, I've already saturated the market. And that's where it's getting to, especially with e-commerce. Like, people like me are starting to take over because you can't keep up. You're not using the same technology, which is why people come in and they say, well, e-commerce is saturated. Dropshipping is saturated. It is, because you're still using the ways they did
back
it 10 years
day.
Ago.
Yeah.
If you're doing it right, there's absolutely no saturation. There's only a few of us really doing it right.
Yeah. Wow. What's some other components that doing it right for somebody listening so they can understand? Like, bro, you gotta catch up to the speed and the times.
Sure, bro. So outside of just finding a product and all of that stuff, creating it, you gotta know how to reach the people who are gonna wanna buy it.
Talk about that. Social media.
So then comes social media. Now, just because you know, like, I could right now start a new brand and it would be a $1 million brand in, you know, give me a couple months. I know how to set it up in a way. I've been doing this for long enough to where I can set it up to where it's worth a lot of money. But if you're new coming into this, there's a few things that you got to consider. There's different niches. And so niches change, the popularity changes, but you got to find something that you're passionate about or that you feel like you have expertise in. If you don't have expertise, you got to go to someone who does and find out what it is and learn from them. And so this goes more into, like, if you're trying to sell digital products, for example, when you're on social media. So if I'm marketing a new product, there's a few ways that you can go about that. You got the regular way, which is ads, Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads. And then you've got the organic way, which means that you're just posting videos and going viral. So there's different algorithms for each of these. And then you've got, like, affiliate marketing. So what we're utilizing more now is, as you've heard, like, there's new e-commerce like TikTok Shop, which is available now. And so TikTok Shop is insane because you no longer have to have a big following. You no longer have to really know how to do much marketing. You just got to use affiliates.
Yeah.
So they have an affiliate program which allows you to use affiliates that are already available. And so how we incorporate AI with that is, like, we have an AI that allows us to send out thousands of messages every single minute to influencers, sending them affiliates. So we'll tell them, you know, we have a list of every major influencer within, let's say that we're selling jewelry. So every celebrity jewelry, every rapper, every, you know, singer, whatever, we're sending out thousands of emails and DMs and messages to these people within this niche every single minute and having full-blown conversations using AI. No human can do this.
Facts.
Like I said, if you're competing with me, you can't, because you have this guy typing trying to get these influencers.
Even with your virtual assistant, and nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And so we're using AI and we're sending out thousands of messages and having conversations. And now we've got hundreds of these influencers. Out of the thousands you get, you may get 5-10%. Out of those that come in, they're promoting this product, no charge up front. They're getting 20%. We're collecting 70 and all 80, and all we got to do is bring these people in and get them to promote our product and then have a good product, which we already know how to do now that we have these AI sites.
Yeah.
And so this goes into the competition. Like, these people are still using outdated ways of marketing.
And TikTok Shop is relatively new. I believe it came out last November.
And so we're taking over that too. Like, our TikTok, like, what the systems that we have using TikTok Shop is unlike anything anyone else is using, which is the reason why we made $200,000 last month on one store. And we have seven of them running right now.
Wow.
And so it's more than just Shopify. It's more than just dropshipping. It's an entire economy. It's like when you get into real estate and someone's like, well, what do you want to get into? Do you want to get into single family homes, or you want to get into duplexes? I want to get into everything that I have the opportunity to make money in. I can make money in single family, duplexes, triplexes, in apartment buildings. And so if someone gave you the opportunity to get in at a barrier that was affordable for you, what would you say? You would say, here, I have this investment. I know I'm going to make this money back. That's what I have done. I know I can make money in Shopify. I know I can make money in TikTok. I know the e-commerce world in itself, there's a lot of money to be made. So I've learned each individual skill and mastered them. And now I have teams that are able to continue to run those things. And it's all about systems at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How good can you build a team and a system to where it can be replicated 1,000 times without you having to be there?
Wow.
And that's what I've done. Now we have the people in place to where we can continue running these systems, continue doing the marketing, continue, you know, finding these products and crushing it.
Let me ask you, as far as finding products, is this better for someone to build a product off of their personal brand? If they have a likeness already, is it better to find a trending product? Do you believe is the best angle when it comes to leveraging, whether TikTok Shop or just putting yourself out here product wise?
100%. So that question really depends on the person, but I would give it two perspectives. If you already have a brand, it only makes sense to continue to push that brand. And so this is the beautiful thing about e-commerce, is like, some people have an expertise that they're not even using. So like, some people know how to teach people how to do lashes. Some people know how to sell certain things or coach in certain aspects. Those are all digital products. And so that's something that you can sell using social media, using your own branding. And then we have the people who have no idea how to do e-commerce, but they just want to make money. If that's you, then you just need to sell what's trending. So that would be the viral products. That would be using the TikTok trends, the viral ninjas, the dropship.io. These are these sites that are going to give you the trending products that you can just go out and start selling. And so it's two different things for two different people. If I was going to restart, I would start the same way I did, just selling viral products. I was just trying to make some money. I'm just trying to get just fend for my son and just make some money. And so I'm not going to like trying to do too much starting a brand. I'm just going to find what's out there that's popular. It's already selling. You're just following the trends. That's all you're doing. It's like investing in the stock market. When it goes up, you invest in a call. When it goes down, you short.
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing with e-commerce. You're investing in the trends. And that's exactly what I would do.
Let me ask you this question, because like you said, some people are going to say it's saturated. Some people are going to say this model is old now. Like, you're going to hear, just because you adding AI to it, is that, what if I still need some convincing? Like, why should I really?
Yeah.
Bro, you sure? Like, I feel like they're drop shipping been around type of concept so long that I don't know if people still believe. I know e-commerce is alive and well, but what's your thoughts around that?
So the thing is, like, if you were to come up to me and tell me that dropshipping is dead, I would still look at you and be like, you're just ignorant, because it's not dead. There are still people making millions of dollars even in dropshipping.
Yeah.
And so people have that misunderstanding. But yes, it is very competitive. That's the only difference, is that now it's a lot more competitive than if you were to get in 5 years ago. And we all know that. And that's why people say it's oversaturated, because they get in, they don't know what they're doing, and then they lose to the bigger guy.
Yeah.
But what we're doing now is like Fashion Nova, for example. They're a Shopify brand. They drop ship. So now we're going underneath businesses.
I got
businesses.
Fashion Nova on right now.
It's fire, though.
They go crazy.
They go crazy. But look, we trying to beat them.
They owe me a check, too, because I'm – y'all owe me a check.
Yeah, go ahead and – Fashion Nova, go ahead and send my man his money.
Send me some bread and another pack.
Right. But look, we trying to compete with them.
Yeah.
So, like, we're going in and saying, yes, drop shipping is competitive, and most of these people coming into the game aren't going to know what they're doing. They're not going to be able to compete with brands like Fashion Nova. So instead of trying to compete with them, we're going to utilize the tools that are now available to us that most people aren't using that are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And so now instead of getting into this oversaturated market of dropshipping and just trying to thug it out with everyone that's been doing it for 5 years, we're coming in with technology that they're not using. And so we have systems, we have optimizations that they can't use. We're able to find products, we're able to market them. We're making more. I have people who are coming in and making more money than businesses from friends that I know personally that are doing numbers. They're doing making good money. They come in and we start influx using these AI systems and they're making more money because they're not using these systems. And so it's all about what you know at the end of the day. Yeah. And the information is key.
And I remember you even was telling me about, it's, there's the other cool thing is you're also showing people how to do this with digital.
Exactly.
And the other thing that I think you mentioned, which kind of, you're showing people how to go into other people's businesses.
Yeah.
Inject these tools and these resources so they can, like literally you come into my business that has none of these things and you add it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You showing them how to go get clients like that, which is crazy.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's an entirely different, like, that's a whole ecosystem in itself.
Crazy.
Imagine, right? In whatever city that you live in, there's going to be thousands of businesses that don't have a CRM.
Yep.
They don't have marketing. Mm-hmm. They don't even have a social media. Mm-hmm. All they have is this store in wherever they are, and they're just depending on people walking by or some family and friends discussing this store over lunch. That's not the way to build a successful brand that's going to last you years.
Yeah.
And so by giving them simple tools like the ones we've talked about, Repurpose, Oxalo, by giving them a CRM like Go High Level, by showing them how to create a funnel, by showing them how to market organically and paid, you're going to add on so much revenue to these businesses. There's thousands of them. All you got to do is find five. Find five businesses out of the thousands. Give them the systems. And they're going to pay you on a month-to-month basis just to continue to do what you already know how to do. All you got to do is create one time, and it runs forever on its own. And all you got to do is manage it.
What's a good price to charge somebody a month,
you think? I would say when you're starting out, you can charge anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
And per client.
Per client.
Wow.
That's for setting up their CRM. So that just means customer relations manager.
Yeah.
Most of these businesses don't collect emails. They don't collect phone numbers. Yep. How are you following up? How are you finding the people who came in but didn't buy anything? How are you reaching out to interested people? You're leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table, but yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. And then people wonder why their business goes under. That's why 90% of businesses fail within the first 2 years, because they don't have the right systems in place. Now, all of these AI tools can allow a business to thrive month after month, especially if they're using them correctly. Once you understand how to use them and you can use that for another business, you're guaranteed to make them money, and they're going to be more than happy to pay you whatever price. I said $1,500 because that's a lowball. That's, they're going to be like, all this for that? Then once you really get good, you know, we have clients that are charging $10,000 to $15,000 per month for these bigger businesses. And all of this can be done with the information that you can utilize right now.
You only need one of them.
Just one.
And even the twos, you need five.
Yeah.
And you're generally, you're deploying the same systems and processes mainly through, it's almost a copy and paste across
it is.
Every business.
It is. And that's the thing. Like, the average income for a black man in America is like, I think it's like $35,000 a year. The average man in general is like 40. The average woman is like 30. It's just below the black man. And wow. you get two clients on this system and you're making more than the average person in America.
That's
not so impossible.
And I don't even want that to go over nobody's head. One client at $2,000 a month is $24,000 a year. You get two, it's $48,000. You get four.
Yeah.
And how do I go get these clients? You go knock on their door. Not literally, but walk into this business.
Yeah.
Cold call this business. Go to a business networking event.
Yeah.
Go to your local chamber of commerce. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Bro, if I had time, I would be doing all these things. I'm like, bro, like,
these businesses are looking for people like you to come in and help them. They just don't know where to find
it. How many services I pay monthly for people to do similar things?
Yeah.
Like this service, this person getting $1,000, this person getting $2,000. This
I do too.
Bro.
I do too. And you're just missing out on your piece of the pie because you still don't believe. And no one's going to make you believe. I could sit here till I'm blue in the face and tell you how much money you can make. It's not until you go out there and see that it actually works.
Yeah.
So you get one customer, or not even about a customer, until you see that this stuff actually works for your business or for your hustle, whatever you're trying to do. This stuff really works. You go into your business.
Listen to this episode. You probably understand having one source of income is too close to none. And as one of the wealthiest people in the world, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you will work until you die. With that being said, I am finally exposing the industry to this very unique, very secretive way to make money in real estate that no one is talking about. No, I'm not talking about wholesaling. No, I'm not talking about fix and flips. No, I'm not talking about rehabs, right? No, I'm not talking about flipping contracts. I'm talking about event spaces. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and show you for $300. I'm going to waive that $300 fee and give you access to my free masterclass where I'm going to show you how to find your own location. I'm going to show you how to fund your own location. I'm going to show you how to automate this entire process. The same process that I help hundreds and hundreds of people do, I'm now pulling back the curtains. I'm going to help you do the same thing. So what I want you to do right now, go to eventspacemasterclass.com right now. Go ahead and register. And as soon as you're done, go back to the episode. Once again, go to eventspacemasterclass.com. I will see you in our next class.
Listen, start implementing these tools and you'll see just how much money is available that you're leaving on the table that you could be making. Mm. Yeah.
It's a lot of opportunities.
A lot of opportunity, man. They're so stuck in the bubble and they're so stuck in, you know, and that's, it's not their fault. That's the way we were raised. We were raised to believe that you got to go to school, you got to get a degree, you got to go work in the field. But not anymore. Times are changing. That college degree, I have one. It's a piece of paper I'll never use. Mm. And in the next 5 years, it's going to be obsolete. If you're still going to college in 5 years, there's something wrong. Because AI, computer science, done. One of the leaders.
Computer science, done.
It's done.
Dang.
Yeah, it's done. I mean, data entry, done.
Bro, what about if you want to be a doctor, lawyer, then you
doctor,
can go.
Doctor, lawyer, yes. That's it. That's
anything
I
else.
I always say that. That not even accounting anymore. That doctor, lawyer, like biology, something like.
Dang, you just said something. Computer science.
Done.
Because that's what AI is.
Yeah, bro. I mean, bro, one of the leaders. Oh, man. One of the leaders. I believe it was one of the CEOs of Intel. It was one of these major computer science companies literally said AI is going to take over every single computer scientist. The only thing that a computer scientist is going to be useful for is to use AI. And this goes back in. You got to know how to use the tool. Just being a computer scientist isn't going to be good enough. The AI is going to do that. You got to be the person using the AI that creates the new computer science, the new coding and engineering. At the end of the day, it all reroutes back to artificial intelligence. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. It's literally, look at the wall, bro. That's literally where it's going.
Bro, when I went to the billionaire summit, Sam Altman, I'm 10 feet from him and he's talking about AI and how you could become a billion, like you could build a billion-dollar company with just one person.
One person.
I didn't let that go. That's not going over my head.
It's crazy.
You can replace a workforce, which it's not good, and it ain't like it depends on where you're at. Depends, but it's like, bro, it's like you better get with it or get
I said, bro. It depends on where you're at. It really depends on where you're at to see how successful you're going to be in the future. I would say for every single person that's like, if you have even the inkling to have any sort of financial freedom or to start your own business, right now is the time to just look into it. You don't need to, you just need to see what's out there. Yeah. Because once you see, like you'll believe. It's not about me telling you. You got to go out there and check out the sites that I'm telling you about. Repurpose, Oxalo. Like mixo.io, it'll create you an entire e-commerce store like in a couple seconds just based on what you enter in. So if I say like, create me a fitness brand for disabled veterans, boom, it's done. And so this this is the kind of stuff that...
Done. Mixo.io.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, is available.
How long
to
it take to do it?
Literally like 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you tell me I can then go sell somebody a website.
Yeah.
I could give you I'll make you a website for $250.
Yeah. That's what they're doing.
On a low end.
Yeah.
You go on Fiverr.
Yeah.
Website creation, $250.
Exactly.
You're going to go create it for free on Mixo.
Yeah.
Yo, I've had the privilege to help hundreds and hundreds of people all around the world open up their own profitable event spaces utilizing my signature formula. Number one, how to find a space. Number two, how to fund the space and how to automate the space. I've been in Atlanta, Georgia now living for 2 years. My spaces are still in Philadelphia operating, doing extremely well because we use the same exact formula that I break down, right? If you're interested in learning how we can help you, I want you to go to eventspacesecrets.com, watch a training or book a call with our team to see if you are a good fit. Again, this is for you specifically if you're looking for other ways to leverage your money and turn that into other streams of income, right? I don't believe there's a better time than right now for you to get tapped into the information in the game that can help you. So again, go to eventspacesecrets.com, watch the training or book a call with our team to see if you're a good fit for this opportunity. Let's go.
And there's more sites just like it. That's just one. Like, there's more. There's many more. It's just not, AI can do anything that you could. You just, if there's something that
you can think of it, it can do it.
Yeah. If there's something I haven't mentioned today, it's because I haven't found it yet, or because I have too many sites in my head and they're just spinning around.
Yeah.
And so I just use what's valuable to me because it can get confusing.
Yeah.
You find all these AI sites. There's hundreds, and that's where people get confused as well because they got AI sites. You know, especially on social media now. AI site. This new site. This site. And so it's like, what do I even use? And so what I've done is I've just broke it down to the core. It's exactly what you're going to need in order to build a $1 million business using AI. You just need this site, you need this site, you need this site. Don't overcomplicate it with all these different, you know, because everyone's creating an AI site now because there's money in it. And so now you just got to break it down to exactly what you need for what you're trying to do. You're selling physical products, you know what you need. You're selling digital products, you know what you need. You want to market, you want to create, whatever it is. You want to go into other businesses. Here's exactly what you got to do. So we've broken it down to the core so that you know exactly what you need to do moving forward.
Bro, like, if y'all listening, man, my man having a virtual event, like, I'm sitting, I'm taking it. Like, AIIncomeChallenge.com, I'm talking about learning all things AI. Like, what I love what you're doing, bro, is you are legit showing people how to build a bit, like, from products if you want, from digital if you want, to AI agency owner if you want. And the AI agency owners,
it's fire, bro. Bro, because there was a barrier of entry. Like, in any industry, there's a barrier of entry based on, like, your expertise, based on who you know in some circumstances. But that, there's no, it's not anymore. It's no longer that case because of artificial intelligence. So when you talk about AI agencies, before it was like, you got to learn the in-depth on ads. You got to learn how, you got to, there was so much that goes into that. But now, you can literally go up to a business right now just with a core template of AI sites that you can institute into their business, right? You put that thing, you create it one time using AI, and you can take it to this every single business in your area and offer them this thing. It's literally just a thing that you're offering that's going to help them make money. You could take it to hundreds of different businesses, and you're going to make them money. What I would do if I was starting out even is I would take it to a business and say, here, try this for a month. Look at the results that this business has over a month, and they will come back to you begging you to continue running whatever it is that you were doing.
That's good.
Because
that's
they don't know what they're doing.
Ooh.
They don't know how to follow up. They
basically
don't know how to
giving somebody a free trial.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, as you know from your platform, it's all about how much value you can give people.
100%.
For free.
Yeah.
I post videos every day because I'm giving you free information.
Yeah.
Take everything that you can for free and see what you can do with it. And then if that doesn't help, then you can come to me and I'll offer you something because my time is valuable. I'm going to charge you for my time.
Yeah.
If you don't charge for your time is worth nothing and people are going to take advantage of you. 100%. So yeah, I'm going to charge for my time, but I'm going to give you as much for free as I can to let you go and figure it out. And if you can't, then come back. But what you need to be doing is, if you're starting out, is go take this to people for free. Show them the value. It's all up, bro. Like, people wonder why people become millionaires. It's because they're able to help more people than you are. At the end of the day, especially in this day and age, there's too many people who are scamming, they're greedy, they're lying, they're stealing and robbing because they don't, that's what they've learned how to do. And too much of the world has become that. If you knew that instead of doing that, if you were just able to help people, provide free value, that's how you get rich. You don't get rich by doing the rest of that stuff. Mm. You get it from giving free value, from helping people. And that's all I've been able to do. Yeah. I made a lot of money for myself. I started teaching people. And then that grew and grew and grew. And so take this stuff that I'm telling you, even if it's just these basic sites, take them to these businesses and show them.
But sometimes, bro, basic, like it may be big, but this can really change somebody's world. If here's the thing, bro, and here's the unfortunate thing. There's a lot of people listening right now, and it is what it is. This is free, so they ain't going to do nothing with it because exactly. It don't cost them. I tell people all the time, when you don't pay, if you don't pay, you don't pay attention. There's no transaction. There's no transformation.
Facts.
I need people to act like they paid for this because you literally just show them how to get a client, what some of the sites you could use, some of the ways that you could do it. But again, it only works if they work it.
It only works if you do it. That's what I was. I can go live every single day. You can buy a one-on-one mentorship. We can meet every single day for the next year. End of the day, it don't matter if you're not going to do anything with it.
Yeah,
if you're not going to work, then that's what a lot of people get that misunderstanding where they think that someone out there is going to give them this magic pill that's going to make them a millionaire in the next week. It's not going to happen. And anyone who is telling you that, they're just trying to get your money. I'll give it to you real. You're going to have to put in some work, 100%. Some time, some pain.
Yeah.
But at the end
knock
of the day.
Knock on some doors. Not literally, but put some work in.
Put some work in. And it's going to be worth it, though. You're going to do a lot less than if you were working that 9-to-5 for the next 40 years. I'll tell you that.
Facts.
Just using this, you'll be able to utilize this and start making money right now. But a lot of people just want that get-rich-quick scheme, and they're still chasing that quick win. And that's the reason why they keep losing. Because even if you do get the quick win, eventually it goes, and you got to get that next one. And it only can happen so many times.
Yeah.
It's all about building a business that can sustain itself and last. And right now, that industry is the fastest growing one is artificial intelligence with e-commerce. E-commerce is a no-brainer. Everything's going online. Who really wants to go to the store anymore? Like, facts. You go to the store, you're waiting in line, you know, they don't have what you all this stuff. You go to Amazon, boop, 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 and it's at your house the next day.
Yeah.
And the same thing, like, now people are moving away from Amazon, and they're just buying stuff from websites online like me and you can create right now. And so everyone knows e-commerce is the next big thing. Everyone knows, like with TikTok Shop. Now, instead of having to even go to Amazon, you can be scrolling on social media like so many people are addicted to doing. They spend 4 or 5 hours scrolling on social media. But now, instead of just scrolling on social media, you're being sold. So now you can literally, without having to switch and go to another app or anything else, you click on TikTok Shop, click on the product, and boom, buy it. And it's at your door the next couple days.
That's crazy.
With TikTok Shop.
Crazy.
And TikTok Shop, you know, they're doing this whole thing where they're trying to shut it down. The reason why they're trying to do that is because they're disrupting Amazon. And so now, because Amazon...
I didn't even think about it like
that.
Yeah,
they're disrupting
and he got big money.
Oh, big money.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in terms of influence, TikTok has the kids right now. They have the youth. But in terms of capital, lobbying, money, like, that they can... like, the governments... No one's messing with Amazon. Like, this is TikTok and this is Amazon when it comes to, like, money and power. Yeah. But when it comes to e-commerce, TikTok is the first social media platform, to institute a easily usable tool where you can buy products directly from social media. Game changer. But not only did they do that, but now they've allowed any regular person to sell these products to millions of people who are on TikTok every day. And then use celebrities and influencers and everyone else to sell their products without charging them. They've given this powerful tool to regular people who are now, when you understand how to use it, making thousands of dollars. And now Amazon's like, damn, more people are buying on TikTok now. Let's go ahead and try and shut this down. And that's what's going on now. But in my opinion, who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. But TikTok's too powerful. They have too much influence. I don't think they're going anywhere personally. But... it just shows you the power of e-commerce because the only reason why all of this is happening is because TikTok made this move and is now changing the game. And every single person here can go on TikTok right now, open a TikTok shop and start making money. Start using their affiliate program.
I just told my daughter earlier, I'm like, listen, literally I'm driving her to school. I'm like, listen, I need you to go, because she's TikToker.
Yeah.
100K followers or 200K.
Oh, like, yeah. That's money.
I'm like, yo, I need you to double down on this right now. Master TikTok shop. Like, you need to learn every aspect of it right now.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm just hoping she grasping what I'm telling her. I'm like, yo, double down on this right now.
Opportunity right there, man.
Huge opportunity.
Yeah, man. I see people with 100K followers. I see people with 1 million followers. They ain't making no money.
Oh,
you don't impress me if you're not making money from what you got.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be some celebrities who will reach out to me and they'll have like 3-4 million followers. They're like, yo, blah, blah, blah.
How you make money?
Yeah. They're asking
it.
Me.
I get it every week.
Millions of likes, yeah. Millions of engagement. And you would think that these people are, they're not making money from it. You could have 10,000 and be making more than someone with 5 million.
1,000%.
It doesn't matter how many you have. Yeah. It's how you're utilizing the tool.
Yeah, art of monetization.
Exactly.
You got to know how to monetize.
You got to, yeah.
I want to hear about, bro, because just on our show, one of the other things I do is some mistakes. Share with me some mistakes in your journey that you like, yo, you ain't trying to repeat. My biggest thing is, like, how can I help people avoid bumping their head? Like,
sure.
So share with me maybe some e-commerce mistakes or some just mistakes that you may have ran into, you heard about, just so we can help people
100%.
Avoid these things.
So in my opinion, like, yes, there are mistakes, but there, like you know, there are no mistakes. Everything is just a lesson learned.
100%.
And so everything that I did helped me get to where I am. But if there was things that you could do right now to avoid those mistakes and get to the end goal quicker, I would say on the e-commerce end, it's over. A lot of people will get into e-commerce and they see the advertisements and they're like, okay, I'm just going to go spend a bunch of money. In order to, you know, make this money back. The number one thing that I suggest you don't do is start spending money before you understand how to advertise and how to market, because that's the easiest money you will lose ever. I did the same thing. I decided in the beginning I was going to put $5,000 down and just start marketing. Money gone just like that. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to market to the wrong people, you're not going to make any sales. And so the number one thing is, before you start marketing, understand marketing, and most of all, start with something organic so that you can understand what it is that makes people buy. Because it's more than just having a good product. There's a psychology to it as well. On the more personal end, like if I was just like talking about once you start your business, there's a few things that can stop your momentum. One of those things is family. If you have or friends or just people around you, if you have the wrong people around you, they'll stunt your growth more than anything. And
big
facts. Yeah. And so, you know, I made a mistake in the beginning where I started making money. I had the wrong people around me, ended up wasting a lot of money, wasting a lot of time, stunting the progress that I was making because I had the wrong people around me. And a lot of the times it's the people closest to you. Those are the only people that can really affect you because they're closest to you. And so those are people you got to watch out for the most. And then keep the good people around. Like, a lot of people start making money, then they'll start inviting new people around. Now, keep the people that you know that are helping you, even once you start growing, because those are people that are going to be there if something goes wrong or whatever. But those people who come in once you start making it, they're fickle a lot of the times, unless you find like one of the rare good ones. And then when it comes to like finding products and selling products, don't put too much energy. A lot of people will find a product or they'll get their mindset on a certain thing and they'll stop using their brains and use their hearts more. And you can't do that in business. You got to use your brain, because at the end of the day, it's your money. And so they'll dump all this money, all this time and energy into a product or into a business that doesn't work. And I've done that before as well, where I was just so holding on to this thing, even though I knew it wasn't working. Be open to changing stuff up and fitting to the trends and adapting. It's all about adapting at the end of the day in this business. When I was doing e-commerce, everyone was telling me that it was saturated. I did it anyway. I found ways around it. Then they said, well, AI is going to replace e-commerce. And then I adapted and started using AI to make my e-commerce even better. So no matter what it is that you're in, there's a way to adapt to be able to monetize it and make more money. And so those three things that I would probably say are the biggest mistakes that I made. You know, coming up.
Yeah, that's good. Bro, that's, I be telling people, bro, like, you got to be careful you share your goals and dreams with.
100%.
They'll talk you right out of some stuff. Yo, don't get into e-commerce. Yeah. And they never did nothing with e-commerce.
Yeah.
You don't have the right to tell me that.
Exactly.
Don't start the business and you haven't started one. You have no right to tell me.
Yeah.
And what happens is you end up being in the same spot because you listen, and then you finally start another year or two or 3 years late, and they be like, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what was you waiting on?
And a lot of the times, those people are the ones that failed, and then they put that failure on you because they couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, you're not going to be able to do it either.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's in the specific thing that you're trying to do or in the thing that they did, they cast that doubt on you. And you may say, well, I'm tough-minded and I'm not going to let no one affect me. But it does, though. If you hear that little, now when something goes wrong, that little voice in the back of your head, like, dang, they did tell me this. And now you're slowly just digging your way deeper down into that failure.
Yeah.
Whereas if they would have said something positive, like, bro, I seen, you know, I seen this dude going crazy. He failed a couple times, but, and then now when you fail, you're like, well, this dude, my friend said this dude made it, so there's hope at the end. Let me keep going and see what I can figure out.
Yeah.
That little piece that they put in your ear can have a big effect.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't see that. They keep those negative, toxic people, those poisonous people around, even though they know they shouldn't, and then wonder why they don't have the motivation or why they're stuck. And a lot of the times that has to do with who you're around, which is why I moved out of my hometown in Maryland, moved to Florida. Because I got to get around new people, new ideas, new inspirations, people doing better than me. Baltimore.
Okay. Bro. Yeah, bro. But yeah, sometimes, bro, you got to get out of the environment, bro.
You got to.
The environment is
It's
critical. Like, it is. Most people don't understand, like you cannot stay in. I tell people all the time, it's like being a rose in the Dubai desert. No matter what you do, you won't grow. So if you're around people all day long telling you it's not possible, you're in environments all day long where it's dark and dismal, and it's like, the environment isn't conducive for you to grow at the level you want to grow at. So
100%.
I tell people that all the time, bro.
Yeah. It's extremely important, and that's why having good people around you, like having one good person around you can make you so successful. I've seen it, like, in business. Like, you have that one person that's always on the call, always coming up with new ideas, always. And that's hard to find. Once you find one, you got to keep it, because it's really hard to find those good people. Yeah. You're going to have 9 people who are just give up after the first hard time. They don't come up with new ideas. They're late to the meetings. They're, you know, lazy. And you have one person. And all you got to do is keep that one person, continue to grow, and find more people like that and build a team up. At the end of the day, most people are still so stuck in being a solopreneur because they want to keep their money. They want to, you know, they don't want to have to pay for this and that. But that's not the way to grow. You know, you got to have people better than you. You got to have people with the Harvard degrees who spent 8 years in school, who spent the time studying this stuff. Because I'm not going to go and try and go into their industry, and they need to come to me. I'm the one that's building a business.
Yeah.
And that's how you build a million-dollar business. When I first started, yes, I was doing a lot of the marketing, but then I hired on a marketing team that's been doing it for years, made millions of dollars, so now I can just oversee this. Mm. And so now instead of finding products, I hire a guy who's been doing it for 10 years, and I pay him his fair wage, and now he's finding me products every day. So now I'm just delegating from the top.
100%, and building the team, and building.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing is, as you start growing, like building that team as quick as possible, like not trying to figure out. I don't try to figure out everything on my own, especially things I ain't good at, bro.
Exactly. So, yeah, me too, bro. I used to do that. Used to think I knew everything and I'll figure it out. But that got tiring, especially once you're really trying to scale.
Yeah.
You got to understand that there's people smarter than you, and that's completely fine. Everyone on my team, you got to be smarter than me. If you're not smarter than me, why am I paying you?
Yeah.
I might as well do it myself.
100%.
And so I'm going to find that person smarter than me. Because it's going to affect my money. Like, I would rather pay $10,000 for an A team player than $1,000 for a B team player. Cause at the end of the day, that B team player is going to cost me $10,000 in what they don't know and what they aren't able to understand or able to figure out.
That's a fact,
that $10,000 person is going to make me $100,000 with the expertise they have. But too many, you're trying to find the cheapest contractor on Fiverr who's charging $5 per project, and then you wonder why he's a week late on the project and it sucks.
Yeah,
and now you got to go back and fix it and spend more money,
bro. Like, cost you more than anything.
It costs you more than anything.
It's not cost.
Yeah,
like it's costing you.
Yeah,
yeah, bro. Yeah,
it costs you going cheap. It costs you more than going, you know, paying more. So I always pay top dollar, man. Yeah,
that's the way, bro.
I pay top dollar.
I want to do this game, man. I got this game where I'm going to ask you some questions. You got to pick one or the other. It's almost like a rapid game, in and out. So,
I bet.
Partner with Elon Musk or Bezos?
Elon Musk.
Mentored by Warren Buffett or Sam Walton?
Warren Buffett.
Okay. Nike or Reebok?
Nike.
Kylie Jenner brand or Kim K Skims brand?
Kylie.
Why Kylie?
Because she on Shopify.
She on, right. Facts. Shopify or Amazon?
Damn. Amazon.
Chat GPT or Claude?
Chat GPT.
Yeah, I'm getting better at this game. Yeah, so yeah, bro. So just let everybody know how they could tap in with you, bro.
Yes, sir, man. My Instagram is King Jess, KXNGJESS. Tap in with me. Go follow me. We're doing a 5-day challenge where I'm going to be going over everything to do with artificial intelligence, e-commerce, digital products, AI agency, whatever it is that you're trying to get into.
I'm excited about the AI agency. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you, dog.
Yeah, bro.
It got me getting ready to go crazy.
I've never done anything like this before, and so for those 5 days, I tell you, it's going to be some insane gems. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I never really have the opportunity to do this, but we're going to set aside those 5 days and just go crazy for the people. So definitely tap into that.
Wow, that's cool.
Man.
Yeah. Listen, y'all heard it here first, y'all. Man, one, I learned some stuff already on that new tools I can use. Like, I'm ready to go make a website, dog. Like, I ain't going to lie to you, y'all.
Yes, sir.
So what I want all y'all to do right now, y'all, click the link in the description. Go ahead and grab y'all a ticket, right? Also, go to, I think it's AIIncomeChallenge.com. Get y'all a seat. Y'all want to make sure y'all in the building, y'all. And it's virtual. Like, you could do this for anywhere in the world. But what I don't want to happen is you don't learn this information that could change everything for you. So we'll see you guys on the next one, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope you're getting an extreme amount of value. I want you to go ahead and comment below. Share with me your biggest takeaway. In addition to that, my number one goal is for me to be able to grow all of my social platforms so I can give you info, insight, strategy, and gain from every platform there is. So take a minute to follow me on Instagram at Neil DeViso, same exact name on Twitter, same exact name on TikTok, and follow me on LinkedIn at Nehemiah Davis. I would love for you to be able to be tuned into my articles and everything that I drop relating to helping you get to that next level in your life. Tune in.